The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. One of the benefits of a relatively mild winter has been that people have actually been able to enjoy and use the skate park at Optimus Park. Guys over at Alpine Cycle have been instrumental in raising the money for this and really being the caretakers of it. Joining us right now from Alpine Cycles is Colin Drosty. Good morning, Colin.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks. This was just a monumental project and a real community-wide project to get that skate park going, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it definitely was. A lot of donations from the community, a lot of events happening with Alpine and the Port Huron County Rec System. So a lot of people have been really instrumental in making sure that we've been having a nice park to have this summer. It's going to be awesome.
And it's really nice even in the wintertime to see people using it and taking good care of it too.
Yeah, a lot of the local guys, some of the older guys have been going there pretty religiously to make sure that it's cleaned off for them when we do get those sunny days and they are adamant that they're going to be out there. As any type of sunny weather, they're there and they're skating. So it's going to be a lot of people there having a lot of fun this summer.
Speaking of this summer, you've got an event that's getting underway, a skateboard painting contest. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we started a project with the guys down at Magic Hat Tattoos. We just decided that we wanted to do a really fun project for the community and try to get everyone involved in trying to raise some money in a different way for the skate park and the Port Huron County Rec System. So we just thought it'd be cool to get all ages involved too, you know, not just the adults that are going to be skating in the park, but a lot of the kids involved too in trying to build up this skate park community that we're going to have.
So, I mean, this I could think this could even be open to artists that don't skate, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, any artist. So we're doing any medium. I mean, wood burning, painting, vinyl, you know, vinyl wrapping, any of those things is fair game as far as our contest goes.
So lay out the ground rules for this contest. How's this going to work?
Okay, so basically you're going to come to Alpine, and then it's a $20 entry fee. You can have unlimited entries, so it's just not limited to one. If you want to have, you know, two different types of art mediums or two different types of styles, you can definitely do that. Really, the only thing that we're asking people to do is to not have visible signatures on the boards, so that way we can keep it kind of anonymous and keep the prizes kind of keep that
anonymity.
Anonymity, so, yeah.
Right, so you don't say, I know that guy. Yeah. You don't want to know who's created each one. That makes sense.
And obviously, once they get posted, we're going to be displaying them at the Exquisite Corpse for a small period. So once they do get posted and there's going to be some in-person voting that's going to be happening, keep watching our Instagram, Alpines, or the PH_skate art for that. Once that starts happening, yeah, you'll obviously know your number at that point, so you can start to tell your friends to, you know, vote for you at that point. But at the beginning, we want to keep it a little bit more anonymous, so that way it's very fun and just kind of keeps that whole thing going.
So are people painting their own boards, or are they going out and buying a new board? Does it matter what size the skateboard is?
So people are coming in to Alpine to purchase the boards from us. It'll be a blank canvas. They're long boards, essentially. We are going to have some skateboards, too, but most of the boards that are listed right now are long boards. Okay. But it's just easier to call it a skateboard for the blanket term. So, but yeah, they basically just come in and they're going to purchase the canvas directly from us, and then they'll fill out a small contestant information form, and then, they'll take it. The only really thing that they have to do is bring it back by May 15th.
Okay.
So that's a crucial date, May 15th. So that way we can have all the entries, we can get them all numbered and everything, and we can kind of know what we need to do to get them all displayed and everything properly. So we can have everybody come check them out in person, too.
Will they get them back, I guess? Because I'm thinking, if I spend a lot of time working on this work of art, do I get it back? Is it going somewhere else?
Yeah, so the work of art is completely yours. Really, the only ones that are going to be sold, obviously you can sell your own free will if you feel like you want to. The guys from Magic Hat and possibly a couple other artists are going to be doing a live raffle on Go Skate Day, which is June 21st. So that's the day we're going to be calling the contest. So we're going to do a live contest at the Roach, for anybody that's 21 and up. The rest of the tiers for the 10 and under and 11 to 20, we will be calling that contest, on social media.
Okay.
So people can sell their art as they do as artists with the skateboard as they please. It's not ours to keep. We just want to hold them so that way we can show off your art to the rest of the community. After the contest is over, we'll be contacting everyone to come back and pick up their stuff. You're welcome to sell it. You're welcome to raffle it. You're welcome to donate it. You can do whatever you please. It's your art.
I hope you get a ton of response, because I think it'd be really fun to see all the different ways that people decorate and make these boards fun.
Yeah, so far we've had it's only been live for about a week or so, but we've had a pretty decent amount of interest. Some people coming as far as Marine City to come pick up boards and stuff. I even had one kid tell us that his art teacher in Marine City High School, I think her name was Miss Williams, so we're going to shout out Miss Williams for doing that. So a lot of the teachers are even telling their kids and stuff too about it, which is really, really cool. I hope we can get everybody involved in it and all different types of art forms, you know, hopefully displayed.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun summer. I mean, with that skate park done, mm-hmm. and people have really been looking forward to some nice warm weather to get out there and skate.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We can had a really kind of a mild winter. So I think people are itching to have that nice warm weather.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Colin Drosty from Alpine Cycles, and their board decorating contest, skateboard painting contest is underway. You've got some time. You don't want to wait too long, because it's going to take some time to do this right if you want to do it the right way, right?
Yeah, and we all kind of, if you are an artistic person, you know the artist plate of sometimes you can't focus quite on the work. So some people are even picking up two boards to make sure that they have time to distribute their ideas evenly, you know, and if they're getting kind of bored on one, they can flop over to the other one and work on that one.
And you mentioned June 21st is Go Skate Day?
Yeah, nationally, that's a national skateboard holiday. This is June 21st. So it's just a get out and kind of like a get out and have fun, go skate day. Anybody that has a skateboard, longboard, get out and ride it. So we figured it'd be kind of appropriate to do it on June 21st, just with kind of it being that national skateboard holiday and with the contest and everything. So we have our friends down at the Roach hosting us down there with Magic Hat.
Sounds like you've gotten a lot of support from around town mm-hmm. for this.
Yeah, definitely. So we've had support from a lot of downtown businesses as well as some businesses just around Port Huron. So we've had, as far as the Exquisite Corpse Coffee House, the Raven Cafe, and then even some new businesses as far as Good Times Boutique, which is downtown by a little something. And then, of course, the Roach Bar. Main Street Ensemble is also going to contribute as well. And then even for the kids, we've gotten Blue Water Jump Zone. And then we also have the Game Vault over off Lapeer is going to be donating some prizes, as well as the Game Lab, which is the VR place inside of the mall. Mm-hmm. Has some food donations as well. So there's a lot of really cool prizes for people. You know, like I said, we're not really going to get into what the prizes are just yet, but look out for some possible leaks at our Instagram, which is PH_skate art, or the Alpine Cycles Instagram. Magic Hat will probably be posting it as well, but the PH skate art one will have pretty much all the information you'll need. All those rules and everything that we listed too are on the Instagram.
All right, you got till May 15th to get your board, right?
May 15th, yeah. If you want to be a last minuter and come in and get it before May 15th, absolutely. But it needs to be in Alpine's hands by May 15th.
Oh, it's got to be in by the 15th.
Yeah, it's got to be in by the 15th.
So get your board now.
Yeah, get your board now. We're trying to get people about 2 months because we figured it should at least take them about a month to do it, and that gives you a month for some procrastination, you know.
Are you an artist? Have you decorated a board?
I have not done a board myself. I've been thinking about it, but I'm very busy with the contest, so sure. I haven't had a whole lot of time to really get started on one. But I have been thinking about doing one, but no, I haven't quite started yet.
I can't wait to see some of these. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Again, Instagram is the place to go, Alpine Cycles or Skate. What was it again?
It's PH_skate art. That's perfect. Our Instagram handle. Yeah, and you can also follow the Alpine Cycles. It's just Alpine Cycles Instagram. And then Magic Hat is magic_hat_tattoo. So check out any of those places and then come by to any of those spots. And, you can get any information you might need. Alpine would probably be the best place to stop because we'll have the boards and we all pretty much know about the contest.
All right. Very cool. Colin, thanks so much for telling us about it. I hope you get a lot of boards and look forward to following up on this later on this summer.
Yeah, we're really excited to get this contest rolling. Thanks for having me, Paul.
All right. You bet. Colin Drosty with Alpine Cycles with us here on WPHM.